to the SU elections 2015. We are joined by David Saunders, the one and only, who is going to run you through the Equal Whoops and Welfare.
No, it is education.
No, it is.
I should hope it's education.
Sorry, we just talked about it. I'm getting confused. It's a busy night, David.
It's all right.
Slack.
It's all right. No worries.
So, David, talk us through the candidates and their main manifesto points.
Well, we have four main candidates, which is we have five candidates. Let's start off this way. We have five candidates for this election. We have David Garner, Halil, Debbie, Beth Massey, and the dark horse, the unknown quantity that is Bradley Dees. So let's start off by talking about three of those in particular, because there isn't an awful lot to talk about them. Bradley Dees, his name is on the ballot, but that's because he pulled out of the election too late. So he could be voted for, but his manifesto is...
I actually just spoke to Bradley Dees, and apparently his votes will not be counted. He can know how many votes he has, but he will not be considered as an actual candidate.
Oh, that's nice of them.
I wonder how many he did have, and whether the people knew that they were wasting their votes. Although, if he was running, I wonder whether they knew they'd be wasting their votes.
Touche. Now, speaking of other candidates who aren't really doing too well, we have to really talk about Halil. I feel a lot of sympathy. This sounds like I'm being quite cruel to the guy, but the guy has 8 likes on his Facebook campaign page. The link to his website, which is on said site, is broken. His manifesto contains absolutely no substance.
You've got to also mention he does refer to himself as a presidential candidate.
He refers to himself as a presidential candidate and didn't turn up for the URN debate. About him other
is
than
he
that.
Here tonight? Do we know?
Oh, I have not found out.
No?
Now, Debbie. Debbie, who just under the name Debbie, she has 41 likes on the Facebook page, but as we discovered during the URN debate, about two-thirds of her entire manifesto is just rhetorical questions. Now, she defended that by saying that they were
quite
asked
simply,
her.
David, who do you think has the best branding? Who do you think has the best campaign? And who do you think, in the end, will win?
Well, the branding has got to be Beth Massey, with a pencil, with a logo, all over campus, all over social media, lots of campaigning. Best manifesto, just edging out Beth Massey there. Beth Massey just edging out David Garner. Both good manifestos.
Yeah, I was really impressed by David Garner's manifesto.
But I think Beth Massey's just takes out. And actually, I think it's a little bit harder to say who's going to win. Beth Garner is the Carney-backed candidate. And I think that'll help him massively.
I didn't realise that. That's going to be a massive pull in his favour.
But Beth Massey is more well-rounded. And I think if it comes down to it, I think she will have enough of the second preference votes to swing education officer her
way. We just had a chat with Izzy Masters, who said that Equal Ops and Welfare is probably one of the closest races this year. Would you say this is also one of those you cannot call?
I think it's got the potential to be. And I don't know how much the social media played into the voting, because David Garner was nowhere near as prevalent there. So if it was purely the popularity contest, then I think it could be described as a one-horse race. But realistically, taking everything else into consideration, and that Garner did quite well, and he's come back, then it's really a one-and-a-half-horse race. But I just think Beth will edge it.
So your final prediction is Beth Massey.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, David.